Blog Talk Radio. Psalm 133. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Praise the Lord and greetings in the name of Jesus. We welcome you tonight to Blog Talk Radio. The broadcast you're listening to tonight is The Rock. Jesus Christ is the rock, the true and solid rock. In him you can put your trust. Certainly we thank God for blessing us to be here right here on Friday night. This is May 15, 2015. This is the 135th day of the year, day 135. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalms 118, verse 24. My name is Elder Thomas Williamson, and we just greet you in the wonderful name of Jesus. We thank God for blessing us to be here tonight with another opportunity to serve. What are we serving? The Word of God. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Tonight, we thank you for joining us, and we count it an honor and a privilege to be here with you tonight. We're going to open up in prayer, and then we'll proceed further. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you because you're so great and so kind. Tonight we thank you for being our Jehovah Rapha. You are the Lord that healeth us. Lord God, we thank you for giving us your wisdom and your direction. God, help us, oh God. Tonight we ask you to forgive us, Lord, for all transgressions, known and unknown. God, we thank you for being our deliverer. We thank you for being our strength. We thank you that we can run to you. We can rest. Lord, we thank you that we have a hiding place, a refuge, and we can go. Lord, we just thank you. But truly we declare the Lord is our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? The Lord is the strength of our life. Whom shall we be afraid? Lord God, we ask that you will bless. We commit this program to you. Lord, glorify yourself. Let it be all of thee, none of me. Thank you for revelation knowledge and not just information. Oh God, we just thank you for your word. Help us to understand that we are success in Christ as long as we commit ourselves to the ministry of the word and let that word become a part of us. Praise you for everything. Pray this all tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. I want to thank you all for joining us tonight, and we want to invite you to open up your Bible. We're going to go to two openings, please. We're going to ask you to go to Joshua 1 and also Psalm 1. Two openings, Joshua 1 and Psalm 1. I want to talk on the theme tonight, success in Christ. Success in Christ. Now, I didn't say success in any other thing. I said success in Christ. How can we be a success in Christ? Well, one thing we have to do is consider what we have and who we have and whose we are. Understand that we are God's property. He don't make us live saved, but it's our choice. You know, some people say God makes you. No, he don't. He's a gentleman. He's a gentleman. He gives you a chance to choose you this day whom you will serve. But if you don't choose to serve him, then you must live with the fruit that go along with that choice. So let's look at Joshua chapter 1 tonight. And in Joshua chapter 1, this is the story of the transition of leaders, the change of guards, Joshua chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass, the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee, strong and of a good courage, be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong, very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest serve to do according to all that is written therein. But then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Notice verse 8 and 9 again. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. The Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Now, look at Psalm 1, the very first psalm. Psalm 1. The Bible tells us, blessed. Now, this word blessed means happy. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, bringing forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Notice he said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. They don't take their advice from ungodly people. Nor standeth in the way of sinners. Notice the progression. First they walk, then they stand. They stand a little longer. Standeth in the way of sinners. And then notice the progression. Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But he says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. The Bible said he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, bringing forth its fruit in its season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. But now notice he said that his delight is in the law of the Lord, which means that the person who is going to succeed in the Lord must delight in his word. What is it that you find yourself thinking on, feasting on? Meditating is the mother. Like a cow chewing a cud, the more he chew it, the better it gets. Meditating is muttering, thinking on, pondering, considering. But he said, this man, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. Same way it is in Joshua. If this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you should meditate in it. In the day and time that we're living in, the enemy will have us talk about everything. He'll try to have us get our minds off of talking about the new stuff, but we won't talk about the word. And this is the very thing that will lead us to success. We must meditate in God's word. It is so important to enjoy God's word, because as a believer, this is our way to life, if we enjoy his word. Now, the scripture tells us in Psalm 37 and verse number 3, 4, and 5. Psalm 37, verse 3, 4, and 5. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land. Verily thou shalt be fed thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desire of thine heart. Notice, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desire of thine heart. And I have learned, and still learning, and that in this day and time, you got to make up your mind, you got to love the Lord, because sometimes people tell you they love the Lord, and in action they prove different. But he said, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. You know, I learn more and more how to appreciate the people of God, those that really are walking in integrity. I'm not talking about somebody who's professing and not possessing. I'm talking about somebody who really loves the Lord. And they admonish you according to the things of righteousness, understanding that righteousness exalted the nation, but sin is a reproach to any of people. Sin is a reproach to any people. I want you to know today that no matter what's going on in life, we can make it, we can succeed. We just got to make up in our mind that we're not going to let anything hinder our walk with the Lord. We got to make up in our mind that if it is to be, it's up to me. It gets to be a determination way down in your soul that says, yes, Lord, to your will. Yes, I'll trust you. Yes, I'll obey you. Cannot fear. That's why he says, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. Why? For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. He's with you. In Isaiah 41, verse 10, the Bible says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. He says, I am thy God. He said, I will in thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. But what did he say first? Fear thou not. Do not be afraid. Why is that? For I am with thee. He said, be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Understanding that if God be for us, who can be against us? There's nobody that can be against you if God's for you. And then we don't even have to worry about the flesh, because this flesh gonna lay down and die one day, all of us. Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 3. That's Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 3. Consider what the Bible says. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Now, verse 1, and go down in here because I like what's in here. And the Bible says, verse 1, the preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. The preparations of the heart in man and the answers of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eye. But the Lord weigheth the spirit. See, the Lord checks out our motives. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes. But the Lord weigheth the spirit. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Let me tell you to commit your work unto the Lord. The scripture says, the Lord hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked, for the day of evil. My God, the Lord hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked. Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. No hand joined in hand, he shall not be unpunished. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. In verse 9, a man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. In Proverbs chapter 3, we find the Word of God admonishing us some things that we can do so we can be successful in the Lord. Proverbs 3, verse 1. The scripture declares, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandment. So he's admonishing us to forget not his law, but let our hearts keep his commandment. You know, Jesus told us in John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commandments. Solomon said that if we do, this is what's going to happen. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. The Bible says, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Notice he says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. Oh, he said, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy neighbor and marrow to thy bone. It shall be health to thy neighbor and marrow to thy bone. That's if you be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. You know, if you only read the book of Proverbs, and you obeyed it without reading the rest of the Bible, not that the rest of it is not important, but if you did that, you really would save yourself a lot of headaches. Because this is a book of wisdom. He's always admonishing us to do some things that will encourage us, that will admonish us. Then, let us consider Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. The Bible says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So notice what he said. Present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So we have a lot to be thankful for. We have a lot to think about being successful. Then Jesus, he did not being successful, but he gave us some advice, some things we ought to consider. You might recall in the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew chapter 16, and around verse 24. Let's look at what Jesus said. He had something powerful to tell us. Matthew 16. In verse 24, then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. Then he said in verse 26, for what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul. Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? What is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? In this world you may gain all kinds of fortune, fame, names, I mean all kinds of awards. But if we miss out with Jesus, if we don't repent, if we don't recognize him as Lord and Savior, then hell will be our home. If we don't repent, if there's no repentance, if we don't come to a place where we say, I need you, Lord. We have all these things, but these things are not going with us. So we just might as well enjoy them while they're here. And then, after we enjoy them, then we understand that he's the God that gave it to us. And because he gave it to us, that's why we have no need to worry, because we place our trust in him. Another thing we ought to do, Jesus told us in Matthew 6, verse 25, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air. But they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? The Bible says, why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon, all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? But after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow. Why? For the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. So we have no need to worry if we just believe God's report. Understand that it is he who gives all things richly to enjoy. He wants us to place our trust in him and remember that he has already given us the victory. We are not just waiting for the victory, but he already has given us the victory. We just got to trust him, friend. The Apostle Paul wrote to the church of Philippians, in Philippians chapter 4. I just love the word, because the more we do it, the more we hear it, we're built up, come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6, the Bible teaches us this, Philippians 4:6. Be careful found this word, be careful, means to be anxious or worried. Thing by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. So he said, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. The Bible says, but I rejoice in the Lord. How long? Greatly, that now at my last your care of me has flourished again, wherein you also were careful, but you like opportunity. Now he's going to talk about his contentment. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I've learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed, both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. But he wants to admonish us and encourage us that I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Notice that again. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Whatever it is, I can be content in him because I understand that the greater one lives in me. There is nothing too hard for our God. All we got to do is stay the course, delight in his word. And if we delight in his word, there is nothing our God won't do for us as long as we ask in according to his will. Ask in according to his will. Bless that wonderful name. I want you to know tonight that you can be a success. If you just take a hold of God's promise, understanding that Numbers 23:19 declares that God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Had he said it, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? I want you to know tonight, we can succeed tonight, but we got to understand that the Lord wants us to be strong. Be strong and understand that God will bring you out. If you can believe it, can receive it. In James chapter 4, James chapter 4, verse 6 to 10, but he giveth more grace. Wherefore he said, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. The Bible goes on to say, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Notice he says, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. The next thing, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw now to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hand, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and moan and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Notice that again. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. So if you want to succeed, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. I want you to understand today, the Bible teaches us in 1 John 4, 1 John 4 and verse 4, the Bible says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Notice that again. He says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world. Therefore speak they of the world. The world heareth them. And then in chapter 5, verse 3, is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Verse 4 says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. It is important to know that no matter what it looks like, you have the victory. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world. My God, even our faith. And this is the faith that is contended for in Jude. Chapter 1 and verse 3. Jude 1, verse 3, beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Notice it again, beloved. When I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. That we should earnestly contend for the faith. It's not going to come easy. You got to fight. It's a fight. Put the fight up. Keep your fight up. Keep your war clothes on. You should earnestly contend, strive, fight for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. I want you to know that it's not going to be something that you're going to win with a gun. But you're going to win it because you understand that the weapons of your warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Hallelujah. We do understand the description of faith in Hebrews 11. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. But he said, now faith, right now, not yesterday faith, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's why we got to make up in our mind, like Hebrews 10:35, cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which have great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, after you have done the will of God, might receive the promise. But you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition or destruction, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. And we are not of them that who draw back unto perdition, but of them who believe to the saving of the soul. We don't give up, but we understand our hope is in the Lord. And if we're going to see, we got to follow them who are following the Lord. Make up in our mind, we're going straight ahead. In Hebrews 6:10-12, the Bible says, but God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints. And do ministry. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. He said that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise. That you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit a friend. We got to make up in our mind. We're going to grow up and go on in Jesus' name. May the Lord continue to help you to walk and to grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you tonight for your word. Let your word continue to be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Lord God, we thank you for strengthening us, Lord, for the journey. We thank you, God, for giving us a mind to still press on through our trials and through our tests. Lord, give us to say yes, an eternal yes, God. Oh, God, help us to die to this flesh, God, so that we may please you in every area, God. Lord, we thank you for giving us role models of people who are walking this walk, Lord. God, let us also be what you called us to be in these last days. We thank you and we honor you today. We thank you for your faith, the faith that we can follow on to do those things that pleases you, Lord, understanding that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Lord, I thank you for sanctifying us, God. Thank you that our whole spirit, soul, and body is preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. May your word transform the lives of your people, Lord. Those who will listen live, those who will hear this as a download, may this word bless them, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just give you praise, God, and we say yes to your will. God, thank you for being our strength today. Thank you for being our shield and our glory and the lift up of our head. Thank you for being our healer, God. Touch our bodies, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we love you, Lord, and we give you praise for the victory. We cast all our cares upon you tonight, for you care for us. Help us to be sober, be vigilant, because our adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour, whom is this steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in our brethren that are in the world. Now, Father, we just give you glory. We give your name praise for the victory. And we pray this all, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. We thank and praise God for the word of God tonight. We honor the Lord for his faithfulness. We just want to remind you that we're here on Blog Talk Radio every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Mountain, 8 o'clock Pacific, and 3 a.m. Universal Time. It's every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. What a blessing from the Lord. I want to thank and praise God for our studio help, Sister Felicia Fulgen. We thank her for setting the program up for us on the computer in order for us to come in and do what we need to do live. The way Blog Talk has it set up now, we have to set it up through a computer, which I'm believing God for my sight, but until then I have to use sighted help to help me. So I'm thankful for the hands that serve. Also, we want to thank God for just his blessings tonight and the blessings of the Lord that make rich and add no sorrow. I just appreciate God for you all. Continue to pray for us. We believe in God that he'll touch us, touch our mind, help us to do what we need to do to maintain this temple. And we have been through some battles in our body, but I thank God for blessing us in spite of. We just want you to know how much we appreciate you, and we want to tell you all to have a safe and blessed weekend as you go to your local church. Go somewhere where they're teaching the word of God and walking the walk. I'm believing God that for greater and higher things. I don't just want to be preached to. I want people to live this thing where this word is really alive, live wide. And we are living this thing. We are living the epistle seen and read of all men. And I just thank God for what he's doing. Continue to pray for us in Jesus' name. We're going to speak the blessings over you. Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26. That's Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. This is Elder Thomas Williamson. Thank you for joining us for Friday night, May 15th, the 135th day of the year. I want to say God bless you and have a great night, everyone, in Jesus' name. Good night, everybody.